Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another...
Well, that's not going to work.
It'll work now. Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Be involved, be engaged, be part of the solution. And the way you do that is you get informed, right? I mean, it's really that simple. Just get informed. So head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can sign up for the email. We do an email once a week. That's it. Not the end of the world. You don't like it, you just opt out. Really that simple. You know, I have to apologize because in the first hour, I had talked all about 9/11 and the Twin Towers coming down. And somebody sent me an email and said, hey, what about the 2012 attack? You know, the Benghazi attack. And you know what? Four Americans were killed that day, too. That was a memorial from the terrorists. You know, they again, they want to show what power they had or don't have or what have you. So we need not to forget them as well. Everybody's kind of stuck on the September 11, 2001 terror attacks. We need to remember the Benghazi attacks. We need to remember the four men, and they realize, you know, I'm not going to do 3,000 names. There's ways for you to go check that out on your own. But just remember, a mob armed with guns and grenades launched a fiery attack on the U.S. diplomat outpost in Libya. So, you know, to Susan Rice's mind, you know, not Susan, I'm sorry. Maybe it was her. You know, the narrative of the Democrats were, these were guys that were out for a walk and got teed off when they saw this so-called movie that was produced in California. So they thought they'd blow up the embassy and kill some Americans. We found out that wasn't true. And yet the Democrats still won't make Hillary pay for it. And we're supposed to believe they love the country? Four men gave up their lives that night. Many others fought to protect them. Christopher Stevens, our ambassador to Libya, who was tortured. Yeah, let me make you uncomfortable. Remember something. They took a cattle prod to his genitals. Right? They sexually abused him. While Hillary and Obama were home in bed nice and quiet. When they could have sent help. And I don't care what you say. You start writing me emails telling me that's not true. It's very true. I've talked to too many military people who said they were minutes. They could have been minutes out. This thing went on for hours. Stevens was tortured for hours. Maybe we should take the same exact thing that was done. Because, you know, I love all you guys on the left that scream of all President Trump's done. How many men and women have died because of him and all the suffering. Well, why don't we get Hillary or Oblamo, one of the two? And maybe we can, well, we won't kill them. We don't want them to die. But maybe we should torture them for the same amount of time that Stevens was tortured for. When he had called days in advance for help. You think we ought to do that? Because then wouldn't that be full equality, equity, whatever? It doesn't make sense. It does to me. I hate the rhetoric. I hate the double standards. I hate the way they look at stuff. I really do. It's just getting irritating. Anyway, U.S. Foreign Service Information Management Officer Sean Smith, CIA contractors and former Navy SEALs Glenn Doherty and Tyrone Woods were all killed that day. The compound was ambushed. Oh, yeah, that's right. From people out for a stroll. And decided, oh, look, there's the American Embassy. Didn't that film come out of the U.S.? Let's go after the men in the embassy. I'm sure that's exactly how the conversation went down, aren't you? Stephen was the first ambassador to be murdered by militants in 1979, when Adolf Dubs, ambassador to Afghanistan, was kidnapped and killed. Both by Muslim terrorists, right? Islamic terrorists. Because if Islam as a whole is a religion of peace, when somebody goes off the rails like this, then they would be terrorists, murderers, whatever you want to call them. National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien said America will never forget the outrage and will continue to seek justice. Well, I'm not so sure about that. I'm really not. Why is it taking so long? Why is it taking so long? Now, I'm not talking about Benghazi in particular. We've got a lot of people that are still out there that are responsible for making this happen. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So we're remembering, you know, the 3,000 or just under 3,000 that died in New York in the Twin Towers. Remember all the heroes that weren't running towards them. You know, I used to do a show with all the stories. I can't do it. I can't handle it. I'm not an emotional guy and I can't handle it. I don't know if it was a priest or a police officer. I can't remember. That was coming down the stairs in the one of the Twin Towers, one of the towers, and came across an older woman who just couldn't move anymore. She was done. She was just there. And she was all alone. She was petrified. You know what he did? He sat next to her. He sat next to her and gave up his life with another human being. What if you would do that? I mean, you can have all kinds of thoughts on that, but let's not go there right now. How many of you would do that? Can you honestly say that if the time came, you would give up your life for another human being, or you would give up your life or risk your life for another human being? Give that some serious thought. Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Be back in just a few minutes. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extend your life.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
He slimed me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
We're back. Three buttons. I finally hit the right one. Joe Bacini, your host, listening to Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. I really do appreciate the time that you are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, you know, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, really. Isn't that what it's all about? No, come on, honestly. It's all about you being part of the conversation, I mean, part of the solution. I want you involved. I want you engaged. And with the, I'd rather you get it from me, obviously. But if this is not your thing, right? If this is not what you're looking for, then I'm sure you can find another show or another whatever that you can get your information from. But check them out as well. No, come on, honestly, check them out as well. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check me out. Make sure I'm telling, and look, I'm not going to lie to you on purpose, but I make mistakes like everybody else. I haven't reached that, that perfection state yet, you know what I'm saying? We're having technical glitches getting a hold of General Valley. I was hoping to get, I still hope to get a hold of him to discuss the, you know, China is building up its arsenal. Right? And we don't know really how much of it is propaganda, how much of it's real, how much of it isn't real. Right? And really, what will they do with it? What can they do with it? You really think that they'd bring down a nuclear war on anybody? Yeah, they could. Not say they won't. I'll talk about Assembly Bill 5 out of California, which is something that they're looking to do across the country. I mean, Mrs. Pelosi loves this idea. And it's driven by the hardcore left-leaning progressive Dems, because you can't possibly have a company and give them the latitude to do the work the way they want to do it, to hire people the way they want to hire them. For all intents and purposes, AB5 really strips what we used to call gig work, part-time work, 1099 work. Some of you know what that is. You know, all these moms that were trying to feed their kids, get a little more food on the table, who were doing jobs like with Lyft, right? And you know, in the media especially. When it comes to people like me, I need people to write for the website. I can't do all that writing. So what they do is they pay for stories to be written. They pay for articles to be written. I don't know, $20, $25, $30 an article. And now with AB5, you can't do that anymore. You're only allowed to have 5 freelance jobs a year. Not a month, not a week, but a year. So they cut the money out of all those people, or cut the money off for all those people. Now, one of the authors of that bill, one of the big supporters of that bill, who's running for Congress right now in California, because that's what we need. We need more of the insanity that the Democrats release here in California. We need that for the rest of the country, don't we? Don't we? Chrissy Smith was running for Congress, just got out of the Assembly. Thank God. Although they still own the Assembly, so that doesn't mean much of anything. But Chrissy Smith is running against Congressman Mike Garcia in the 25th District in California, a seat that was finally taken back by Republicans after... Now, no Republican has taken a seat away from a Democrat 20 years in California. 20 years. Think about that. And Mike was able to pull it off. I got to know Congressman Garcia. Good guy, solid guy, honest guy, man of integrity, and incredible energy. And because, you know what, he's a fighter pilot, or was a fighter pilot, obviously. He doesn't understand failure. He doesn't even understand the possibility of failure in any way. So, you know, when you look at what he's done or hasn't done, and then what do you have? Isn't this great? You have the Democrat that wants to step in is one that's responsible. That she's done more damage than that. But for real, this AB5 bill killed millions of jobs. And it's so sad, because now those moms, maybe even some dads that were trying to pick up some extra bucks to feed the family. You know, the bill was peddled as a means to establish fairness for the California freelance and independent contractors. So that, ready for this one? I mean, this is how they always do it. So that businesses wouldn't be exploiting employees. Why? Because we're too stupid When we sign up to work for a company, we're too stupid to know whether we're being taken advantage of or not. We need a legislator to step up, step in, to do this for us. Just crazy. The law now forces companies to hire them as employees rather than allowing them to continue their existing labor relations, which is really funny because Hollywood, this hurt Hollywood big time. Because a lot of the Hollywood employees were exactly this. They were gig employees. Because these shows would come and go. And you'd have people come and go in these shows. In contrast to the image constructed by its supporters, AB5 is a job killer. Already robbing workers of their freedom, the Hoover Institute, and Leo Hanian named it the worst California law of 2019. I mean, really, work this through. But a case can be made that it's just downright the cruelest law that California has seen in 20 years. The wreckage began to pile up even before the bill became law on January 1st, right? Because some of these companies were getting out in front of it and going, well, we're not going to be able to afford this. We'll have to get rid of A, B, C, and D. Some of the heaviest bloodshed has been at Vox, right? Big Dem company. They love Democrats over there. They fired over 200 California freelance writers. 10% will be reportedly be hired for part-time and full-time work. That still leaves 180 freelancers without work. That's 180 people who can't put a little extra food on the table. 180 people that may have to wait to fix something, have a tooth fixed for their kid or whatever. But does Chrissy Smith and team really care? No, not at all. This is why you have to reach out all over the country. I'm just more knowledgeable in my immediate area as to what's going on. So if you got an extra $5, you got an extra $10, you want to make a few phone calls, check out the Mike Garcia campaign. Trumbull Senior Host, don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Wildfires continue to burn on the West Coast. Cal Fire said approximately 15,000 firefighters are on the line of 29 major wildfires in that state. Although 37 new fires were sparked yesterday, crews contained most of them quickly, though two have grown to the large wildfire stage. More than 3.1 million acres have burned across the state since the start of the year, which is a record, and at least 12 people have died, and more than 3,900 structures have been destroyed. In neighboring Oregon, Governor Kate Brown said dozens of people are missing from their large wildfires that have burned across the state, with major fires near the state capital of Salem. Authorities said more than 500,000 people, 10% of Oregon's population, has been forced to evacuate. And just to the north in the state of Washington, over 937 square miles have been scorched. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Well, it's early yet.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me.
Like a fellow once said,
ain't that a kick in the head?
Wouldn't it be a kick in the head? If you want her to kiss you, getting a little too philosophical here. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Stay with me because, you know, we were supposed to have General Paul Valley on with us. We're having some technical issues with him. We will get him on. I want to know about China. I want to know about the Middle East. I want to know, you know, look at the historic events that are taking place in the Middle East. And Joe Biden, Joey B, says, now President Trump shouldn't get any credit for that. Somehow, these guys are so delusional, they're going to figure out a way to give themselves credit for the peace talks. They had all this time. They had the ability to do it. You know what the problem was? And I got friends close to this. The problem was they have warmonger generals that don't want to give up the war. They don't want to give up the money for fighting. They don't want to give this stuff up. General Valley's been on my show for about 8 years now. And he's been telling me for years that these guys want nothing but war because there's money. Lots of it. And we can't have it. You know what I'm saying? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with us, you know, on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being engaged and involved. You need to be engaged and involved. You have to be for me. All right. I'm talking about, you know, these Democrats that want to go to Washington, especially out of California, where they've totally decimated the state. And what they love to say is, well, we have the fifth largest economy in the country, or the world, or whatever. I don't even know anymore. Yeah, but you have the first largest liability. You guys have decimated this state. People are running away from the state. These guys are so ideological that when Governor Newsom has got, you know, a lower approval rating than five gnats on your dinner, They still won't put him down. He's got us in a major mess. You talk about being disingenuous. You guys heard earlier that the LA County head of the health department, she got caught saying, she got recorded saying that they're not lifting anything till after the election. Gee, I wonder why. Because they really believe that Biden's going to win, and then all of a sudden they don't have any problem hurting these kids, pretty much, and I'm going to say, you know what? They said there was blood on President Trump's hands because of the way he dealt with the coronavirus. Well, let me tell you what. Every kid, Chrissy Smith, are you listening? Every kid that commits suicide in this state is on your hands, is on the hands of every Democrat in this state because they won't open the state back up. They won't allow us to put these kids back in school. From Newsom all the way down, and everybody who gave him the power and won't take it back from him. And, you know, it's open, Chrissy. You can come on this show anytime you want to. I won't berate you, but you're going to have to answer real questions. You're not going to get the softball stuff like you get from some of the people here that are on your side. That are, you know, any one of those guys that want to come on the show, no problem. Because that AB5 is hurt guys like me. Not that I made money from it, but I was able to use people that don't want to write every day. I can't afford to put on full time. And again, go. I know I jumped around a little bit there, but stick with me. And even Vox at first called it a historic thing. It was great. And then they read actually what was going on with it and what they were going to have to do. And they realized how bad it actually was, which is very common. The Democrats around here that have been elected to the state legislature, they run around and tell you how great they are all the time. How great this is going to be. She won't deal with it. She won't respond to it. Because she knows she'll get buried. She hasn't spoken out against any of this stuff or what's going on. And the same thing, really? I'd like to hear what she and others have to say here. Democrats in California, they're going to blame the fires on climate change? Are they for real? There are more states that have just as much forest, would you density of forest as we do. How come they don't have the same problems? Why? Because they clean things up. Right? They allow forestry to actually be done. They allow the forest to be thinned out. But what's happened here is the eco-freaks, they own the Democrats. Just like the unions, they own the Democrats. Anyway, SB Nation, okay, they got hit hard with this too. They've chosen to do the easiest thing they could do, comply with California law and not work with California-based independent contractors. Lawson is employed full-time elsewhere and won't be financially devastated by losing her sports writing gig. But she knows of literally hundreds of amazing colleagues all across our network who rely on the money to help. But, well, look at to help with pace income that they've lost. You know, these gig jobs, let me tell you how cold these people are. And Chrissy hasn't asked for this to happen. Let me show you how cold they are. Governor Newsom can freeze this bill for 1 year. He could put a temporary moratorium on it. Right? Allow people, say, look, I know you can't get out, you can't do your jobs, because a lot of these gig jobs can be done at home. If you're writing for media, you can do it at home. They can still be making money. But we can't have them do that. We have to have this economy. And, you know, the proof is, look what the L.A. County, the L.A. County head of the health department, again, being caught saying that we won't lift anything till after the election. Governor Newsom even pushing down harder and keeping kids out of school, blaming it all on Trump. Now, why would you do that? Trump can't keep the school shut down. Trump can't keep the state shut down. Trump can't keep the businesses shut down. He doesn't have that power. And the beauty is they all said he was a dictator. Look what he's doing. He's leaving it up to the states. He's letting the states hang themselves. He's letting guys like Newsom hang himself. This is, again, I hope you Californians on both sides of the aisle, mostly you Democrats, I hope you're seeing it. I hope you're getting it. I hope you're getting informed. They keep wanting to blame Trump and the Republicans. We have virtually no power in this state. We can stop nothing. We don't have the votes for it. They own over two-thirds of the Senate, two-thirds of the House, or the Assembly. It's just amazing. Your response and follow for their legislation is among the cruelest ever. One freelance tweeted to Democratic Assemblywoman Lorena Gonzalez Fletcher. She was the architect of AB5. Another writer asked Sacramento to please take note on how this devastated, this destructive AB5 legislation is affecting California workers. See, a San Diego freelancer is wondering if I'm going to lose 30% of my income or more with the snap of California's fingers. This is just going on and on and on. They are tone deaf because they want the power. It's got to scare you. Some of you who don't get it, some of you I've talked to who have said, well, why don't we just do this and they'll give us what we need? No, they won't, because they're not now. Have you figured out they don't care about you? But the kids, 20%, you know, what is it? Thoughts of suicide, depression, and what have you, in kids, up 20%. That's not a little rise. That's not a little tick. That's not 2 or 3%. Just crazy. And as California burns, they're too busy playing the blame game. No, really. It's all about politics, people. For the Democrats, it's all about politics and power. Look at what Schumer was saying today. He's blaming his whole shutdown, if you would, on the Republicans. It's our fault, somehow. It is totally our fault that you won't be getting bigger bump in your paycheck, which is so wrong. Here's the deal. The deal is, and I'm with them, I'm not giving you $600 to sit home or $400 to sit home, which is coming from the federal government. Right? What did the president say? Check this out. Going to cut it back to $300. Let the state pick up the other $100. Let them do some work. Let them get rolling. Let the state hurt a little bit. So what they'll do, they'll start lifting the restrictions on restaurants and other places so that money can start flowing again. But they don't want that. Joey B. said he would shut the whole country down. If that's what the scientists said, which scientists? The ones that you like? The ones on your side? Sorry, it doesn't work that way. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishment sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe, 855. 732-5563. Look at, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots you can do up there. Listen, the third hour, I'm going to give away, you'll have to remind me. All right, you guys in the chat room, remind me. The third hour, I'm going to give away one of those thin blue flags. You know, thin blue line flags. And, you know, if 9/11 hasn't done anything else, it's brought back to remembrance that they're the real heroes. Now, I know I'll get flack for this, but I'm going to say it anyway. There are bad eggs in every group. The sad part is some groups tend to protect them more than others. And that is, if you're a police officer, you know that at times that's exactly what happens. You've got the police department, teachers unions or teachers. There's a lot of big groups like that that will somehow protect. And I'm not going to go with the reasons why or why I think. I'm not in it. I don't know. But for the most part, they're good, honest people. They're hardworking people. They want to do the right thing. When it comes to our police officers, I believe for the most part that these guys and girls, and listen, get over yourself. It's just the way I talk. No disrespect meant. But these people that are out there, getting in the way of... Look at these Maronis out there that hate the police department. The BLM people that want them defunded. And what did you see in L.A. the other day? They were out there protecting and defending BLM rioters. Wow. These guys are sold out. All right? They know they have a heart for people, no matter how stupid you're being. And they're still willing. See, you're lucky I'm not a cop. Because the minute you talk about how much you hated me and you want to be defunded, and then you start calling my name, I would be deaf. I wouldn't be able to hear you. And the same thing with teachers. There are teachers out there, the majority of them, as a matter of fact. I've got to meet a lot of these wonderful and great teachers. They love the kids. They would do anything to make sure the kids got a decent education. They don't like some of what the union pushes down on them, or the state for that matter. Right? And they tweak. They tweak it a little bit so they make sure that they get the right information to the kids. And then there's the bad ones. The ones that know that they almost can't be fired. 855 Real Joe. Ed, I think I hung up on you by accident, but call back, buddy. Would love to hear what you have to say. But these teachers, again, as I said before, a few minutes ago, there are teachers, some of them would do the job for nothing if they could live for free. That's the other thing I always get a kick out of. Well, if they loved them so much, they would do it for free. Really? Who's going to pay the electric bill? The gas bill? The mortgage? The whatever? See, if teachers, cops, teachers, whatever, if these people that are so important to our community really do the job, and I mean really do the job, I have no problem helping them out. I would have no problem putting, you know, new teachers, young new teachers, which I know my district has thought about in the past. I'm putting them in I won't say subsidized, but low-income housing, not bad housing, but affordable housing, whatever you want to call it, for the first few years, so they can get rolling, so they get their, they, you know, get on solid ground. That wouldn't bother me. And once they got rolling, because they make, you know, as time goes on, they do make decent money. And that's the problem. You have a lot of union people screaming, oh, they don't make money. They don't just say, no, they do okay. They're not going to become millionaires teaching. I don't think you go into it to become a millionaire, but they're not going to become millionaires teaching. And, you know, the comments where people make sometimes, they go, you know, they're our most important people in the community. They're teaching our future. Okay, you know what? I'll give you that. I'll give you that. They should be compensated appropriately. But when they're teaching them crap, when they're teaching them not real history, when they're teaching them that a black life or well, now it's just black lives matter more than anybody else, okay, and that white supremacy reigns supreme and white girls and boys should feel bad about the color of their skin, that's crap. That's wrong. Think about what hypocrites they are. Right? You're born white. You're supposed to feel bad about yourself? Really? Isn't that what Martin Luther King was totally against? Because for years black people were verbally abused and beaten down into believing that because they had black skin they were subhuman, substandard, because of something they were born with that they had no control over? And yet all of a sudden, flip it over, because that'll make it all right and all better. No, it won't. It'll start a war. And the Democrats know it. That's, hey, I'm just telling you like it is. Read what they write. Where was I? See, you got me rolling. I forgot where I was going. Or where I wanted to be, for that matter. Now, look, this, here's a perfect one. And this is what I've been fighting in my own school district, because this is so irritating. California's new ethnic studies course accuses Jews of racial privilege. Now, I spoke up with my own, see, I can say this because it's public knowledge. When they were bringing it into my school district, I was screaming that ethnic studies shouldn't just be about black people. Because last I checked, when I look at a dictionary, ethnic is not equal to black. I think last I checked, there were many ethnicities. And for them to say that the Jews, you know, they have racial privilege, How is that teaching kids? How is that giving kids information they need to make their own decisions? How about just putting the facts out there and letting them make up the mind on their own? How do you think a Jewish kid's going to feel? See, it's all about beating down those that they feel have too much power. I'm a white guy. As far as they're concerned, I'm a white guy. I have Italian heritage. Most of my family members came here, quote-unquote, on the boat. You really think they had white privilege? You think they were treated above and beyond? Why don't you do some looking and find out how the Italians were treated coming into this country in the 50s? Right? Same thing with the, frankly, the same thing with the Irish and the Germans, and we can go on and on and on, where you've painted, and you history teachers who have painted this picture, shame on you. Shame on you, and your license should be yanked if you have a license. Shame on you. When you put your ideology, when you put your communist socialist leanings before actually teaching these kids truth, shame on you. And I know most of you won't care, won't bother you at all, because you really believe that turning these kids into socialists / communists is the right thing to do. You know, the communist manufacturer, and you guys have been listening to me for a period of time, I'm not a big conspiracy freak. I'm not the one that's always screaming communist this and communist that. But the communists have been screaming for years the way they were going to take over this country was from within. The way they were going to take over this country, how? Well, ruining the nuclear family. And that's exactly what they're doing. Belittling cops. Belittling the family. Black Lives Matter on their own website says that. This is not me making it up, going over the top. It's just crazy. The new curriculum in California, right? Because, you know, with the fires and everything else, the only thing we have to worry about is making sure the ethnic studies makes people feel as bad as humanly possible. Go, you guys got me in a roll now. You got me all bound up. They learn about the interlocking systems of oppression and privilege that impact all people of color. Well, except for white people. They don't really mean it, because they're only focusing on one. California legislature passed AB 331 on Monday, coming one step closer to becoming the first U.S., of course, we're always the first, to require all high school students to complete an ethnic studies course in order to graduate. The course would follow an ethnic studies model curriculum which accuses Jews of possessing racial privilege. The California Department of Education was authorized to develop the model way back in 2016. This is why I love when President Trump said, if you go down these roads, you will lose federal funding. He's got the right to do it. They already said so. Supreme Court already said so. When you get a grant, when you get money for stuff like this, there are strings attached. Seriously. I had a history teacher that had... I'd have to look up his name. Maybe he doesn't want me to tell his name, but probably not even around anymore. You know, he had such a monotone voice. I mean, history wasn't already boring enough for some people. He had a monotone voice. A little froggy, too. But I'll tell you what. The detail, the way he explained it, even without the inflection in the voice, was great. I love that guy. He made me love history. Now, I know my daughter had somebody who actually would dress up in the garb of the day, the costume of the day. And she loved that. I didn't need that. I just wanted the detail. I wanted the excitement behind what these guys had to go through. Under the pressure of the Jewish group, several sections of the proposed curriculum were dropped, such as Direct Action Front for Palestine and Black Lives Matter calls to boycott, divest, and sanction Israel. Why is that in an ethnic study group? I mean, an ethnic curriculum. It doesn't make any sense, and it's not right. Joe Senior Host, for listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Seriously, get involved, get engaged, and give a call. We'll be back in a little bit.